Again, I was on my way to London, through towns and villages that were blackened ruins, totally silent, desolate, deserted. Only the red weed lived. I felt a sense of dethronement, a realization that I was no longer a master, but a puppet under Martian domination. Man's empire had passed away, taken swiftly, surely, and without error, by these creatures who were composed entirely of brain. Unhampered by the complex systems which make up man, they made and used different bodies according to their needs. In a sexual world, they were without sex, without the tumultuous emotions that arise between man and woman. They never tired, never slept, and never suffered, having long since eliminated from their planet the bacteria which cause all fevers, cancers, and other morbidities.
Halt! Who goes there?
A friend. I was hoping to find something to eat.
Be on your way!
What do you mean?
This is my territory. There's only food enough for one.
Your territory? What's been happening?
Wait a minute. It's you, the man from Maybury Hill.
Good heavens, the artillery man. I thought you surely burned.
I thought you surely drowned.
Is this your house?
Tis now.
Have you seen any Martians?
Everywhere. We're done for, all right.
You mean the war is lost?
Never was a war. There's no war between men and ants, and that's what we are now. Ants.
We can't just give up.
Correct. But squealing and panicking don't help. I've been in sight of death before, and you know who always comes through? The man who keeps on thinking.
What brought you to Islington?
Thinking. Everyone was rushing away, so I headed right for the Martians, like a sparrow goes for the crumbs. Now people are starving in heaps out there, treading on each other. But I have everything I need, till the Martians are ready.
Ready for what?
The next stage. Bringing over all the rest of their people. After that, they won't go catching us one at a time. They'll do it systematic, laying traps and storing us in cages and things. So we'll have to fix up a new kind of life for ourselves. And there'll be none of your namby-pamby civilization and stuff. That game's over.
And what is there to live for?
The breed, man! We can't let ourselves be caught and fattened like cattle.
Well, how can we prevent it?
I've got a plan.
For mankind?
For men. Not weaklings, who've got no spirit in them, who have come and be caught cheerful and wonder how they ever got on before there were Martians to take care of them. They'll call what's happened the will of the Lord and sing hymns and learn to be obedient.
You make people sound like pets.
That's what they'll be. They'll learn to do tricks. The Martians will fatten them up and then be very sorry to have to eat them.
What is your plan?
We're gonna build a whole new world for ourselves. Look, they clap eyes on us and we're dead, right? So we gotta make a new life where they'll never find us. You know where? Underground. You should see it down there. Hundreds of miles of drains. Sweet and clean now after the rain. Dark, quiet, safe. We can build houses and everything. Start again from scratch. And what's so bad about living underground, eh? It's not been so great living up here, if you want my opinion. We'll build shops and hospitals and barracks right under their noses, right under their feet. Everything we need, banks, prisons, and schools. We'll send scouting parties to collect books and stuff, and men like you will teach the kids, not poems and rubbish, science. So we can get everything working. We'll build villages and towns and we'll play each other a cricket. Listen, maybe one day we'll capture a fighting machine, eh? Learn how to make them ourselves and then... wallop! Our turn to do some wiping out. Whoosh with our heat ray. Whoosh and them running and dying. Beaten at their own game. Man on top again! Can't you just see it? Civilization starting all over again. A second chance. We'll even build a railway and tunnel to the coast. Go there for our holidays. Nothing can stop men like us.
As I heard about the wonderful new world we were to build, I felt hope stirring for the first time since all this began. and I could no longer keep thoughts of Carrie out of my mind. Memories of her came sweeping in, warming me, filling my heart with a joy I'd thought was gone forever. Yes, Carrie would come back, and we'd live in this brave new world together. The assurance and daring of the soldier completely convinced me. I believed unhesitatingly in his forecast of human destiny.
Come on back to the house. I'll show you what I've done so far.
In the cellar was a tunnel scarcely 10 yards long that had taken him a week to dig. I could have dug that much in a day, and I certainly had my first inkling of the gulf between his dreams and his powers. Nevertheless, I worked at his side all that morning.
Let's knock off a bit. Here's champagne.
We could dig better on water.
I'm host today. Champagne! We have a heavy enough task before us. Let's rest and gather strength. Look at these blistered hands.
We drank, then ate, and then he insisted upon playing cards. With our species on the edge of extermination, with no prospect but a horrible death, we actually played games. Later, he talked more of his plan, but I saw flames flashing in the deep blue night, red weed glowing, tripod figures moving distantly, and I put down my champagne glass. I felt a traitor to my kind, and I knew I must leave this strange dreamer. I must go on alone.